AI girlfriends, whereas a ghosting, you know, involves actual software failure, not just your date losing interest. Welcome to Romance 2.0, where love bugs aren't just emotional, they're technical. Ever pondered how AI's rapid evolution could revolutionize your field? In today's episode, we're unpacking the latest breakthroughs and what they mean for the future of AI entrepreneurship and research. This isn't just about machines getting smarter, it's about unlocking new horizons in our work and lives. For anyone invested in the cutting edge of technology, this conversation is a game changer. Tune in to navigate the complexities and opportunities of AI's advancements with us.
So, have you heard about the latest tech gossip?
You mean the one where Microsoft and Google are in a high-tech race, but Microsoft's got a flat tire?
Exactly. It seems like Microsoft was feeling a bit left behind in the AI game.
Yeah, I heard about that. Their chief technology officer, Kevin Scott, was apparently very, very worried about a gap in AI model training capabilities between Microsoft and Google.
That's right. He even sent an email to Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella and co-founder Bill Gates about it. He was saying that Microsoft is multiple years behind the competition in terms of machine learning scale.
And he initially overlooked Google DeepMind's attempts at game-playing stunts, likely referring to its AlphaGo Zero. But he admitted to taking things more seriously when Microsoft struggled to match Google's advancements in natural language processing models.
Yes, it's like they were trying to catch a train that had already left the station. It took 6 months for engineers to replicate and train a language model due to inadequate infrastructure.
Text host 2. Damn, that's a long time, but it seems like they found a solution, didn't they?
Absolutely. In response, the host forwarded the email to Microsoft CFO Amy Hood, saying this is why I want to do this, referring to the investment and partnership with OpenAI.
And that's no small investment. We're talking about a $1 billion investment in 2019 that has since grown to over $13 billion.
Yes, and they've integrated OpenAI's models into Office apps, Bing, Edge, and Windows operating system. It's like they've turned the tables in the artificial intelligence race.
So, it's like a tech version of the tortoise and the hare story, huh?
You could say that. It's a reminder that it's not about who starts the race, but who finishes it.
Well, it's definitely going to be interesting to see how this race unfolds.
Indeed. And to our listeners, remember, in the world of tech, it's always a race. So, keep up or get left behind.
Ah, just what the digital age ordered. A virtual assistant who wonders why it's even bothering to help with your spreadsheet.
So you're our resident tech guru. Have you heard the latest buzz about CoreWeave?
The AI cloud provider? You've got my attention.
Well, hold on to your hat. They've just secured a mind-blowing $1.1 billion in funding. This skyrockets their valuation to a jaw-dropping $19 billion. Quite a jump from their $7 billion valuation just last December.
Holy moly, that's a lot of dough. Who's backing this tech behemoth?
The funding round was led by Coatue, with Magnetar, Altimeter Capital, Fidelity Management and Research Company, and Lycos Global Management also throwing their hats in the ring. The funds will be used to supercharge CoreWeave's growth and help them conquer new markets worldwide.
So, they're gearing up to meet the demand for GPU-accelerated cloud infrastructure, huh? That's some cutting-edge tech.
You've hit the nail on the head. They currently have 14 data centers, all in the US, but they're planning to double that number by the end of the year.
And folks, let's not forget, CoreWeave isn't just any public cloud infrastructure startup. They rent out NVIDIA GPUs to companies for AI workloads and graphics rendering. NVIDIA is also an investor in CoreWeave, which has supplied Microsoft and Mistral AI with GPU access.
That's right. It's like renting a supercar for a day, but in this case, it's supercomputing power. And who wouldn't want a piece of that action?
Damn straight. With the kind of demand we're seeing for artificial intelligence and graphics rendering, CoreWeave is definitely one to keep your eyes on.
So, folks, you heard it here first. Stay tuned for more exciting updates from the world of tech.
And remember, if it's technology, it's on our radar.
Oh, fantastic. Just what the world was clamoring for. And another cloud. As if the needed more competition.
Hey, let's take a break from our usual banter and dive into some serious tech stuff. You're familiar with Meta, right? The tech behemoth?
Yeah, I know Meta. I'm not living in the Stone Age, you know? What's the latest with them?
Well, they're tidying up their act a bit. They're kicking out explicit advertisements for AI-generated girlfriends from their platforms.
Hold up, what? AI-generated girlfriends? That's a thing now?
Oh, you'd be surprised. Wire dug up over 29,000 ads promoting these AI girlfriend apps across Facebook, Instagram, and Messenger. And just last week, 2,700 of these ads were still up and running.
Holy moly, that's a lot of virtual girlfriends. But why the sudden cleanup?
Well, it appears these ads are breaking the platform's policy on adult content and advertising. The policy is pretty clear. No ads featuring nudity, explicit or suggestive poses, or overly sexual content. Some of these ads even showcased AI-generated images of semi-nude women in suggestive poses.
Gotcha. So they're trying to keep things PG. Good on them.
Exactly. A Meta spokesperson stated that the company is removing the ads quickly once they're found and is also beefing up its detection systems. So it seems like they're not taking this lightly.
Well, it's about damn time. It's refreshing to see them taking a stand against this kind of stuff. And to our listeners out there, remember, real relationships are way better than AI ones, right?
Absolutely. Real connections are irreplaceable. So folks, that's the latest from the tech world. Stay tuned for more updates and remember to keep it real.
After 29,000 ads, Meta suddenly grows a conscience. Talk about a moral compass that needs GPS.
You're a tech enthusiast, right? Ever heard of AI PCs?
AI PCs? Sounds like something out of a Star Trek episode. But you've piqued my curiosity. What's the story?
Well, Canalys, a market research firm, predicts that by 2027, 60% of all PCs shipped will be AI capable. That's a significant increase from the 19% we have this year.
Hold on. Let me put on my nerd glasses. So, these AI PCs, they can run AI workloads locally using a CPU, GPU, or something called a neural processing unit, right? No need for the cloud?
Spot on. This shift to AI PCs is all about running AI applications locally. It's a blend of cloud-based and on-device AI computing, offering privacy, connectivity, and cost benefits.
So it's like having a personal Jarvis from Iron Man, but in your PC? Sounds like a win-win to me. But what about the numbers? What do they say?
Canalys forecasts a rise in commercial adoption of AI PCs starting this year. By 2027, they expect 60% of all AI-capable PCs to be shipped to businesses rather than consumers. And here's the kicker. They predict that all PCs sold by 2030 will have on-device AI capabilities.
Holy motherboard, that's some serious artificial intelligence invasion. And what about our tech giants like Apple and Microsoft?
Good question. According to Canalys, Macs have been mass-market AI-capable personal computers since 2020, thanks to Apple's shift to M1 processors with its Apple Neural Engine. And Microsoft? They've announced new AI Surface personal computers for commercial customers.
Wow, that's some next-level stuff. So, we're looking at a future where every PC is an AI PC?
That's the prediction. And it's not just Apple and Microsoft. AMD announced two new AI chips for business computers. These will power AI PCs from HP, Lenovo, and other brands later this year, competing against similar offerings from NVIDIA and Intel.
Well, color me impressed. The future of PCs is here, and it's all AI. What a time to be alive, eh?
Indeed, it's an exciting time for tech enthusiasts like us. And for everyone else, buckle up, because the future is here.
Oh, great. Our personal computers are getting smarter. Soon, they'll be ghosting us for not respecting their privacy.
Hey, you're always on top of the latest tech stuff. Heard about the new kid on the block? Anthropic's chatbot Claude has got its own iPhone app now.
Text Host 2. Oh, you mean the one that's been making OpenAI's ChatGPT sweat? Yeah, I've been keeping an eye on it.
That's the one. It's their first smartphone app, and it's pretty nifty. You can chat with Claude, upload photos, files for analysis, and your conversations will sync with the web-based version of the bot at claude.ai.
Sounds like a tech nerd's paradise, but what about us Android folks?
No worries, my Android-obsessed buddy. They've confirmed they're cooking up an Android version, too.
Phew! For a moment there, I thought I was being left in the dust.
And guess what? They've also rolled out a new subscription plan for companies. It's called the Team Plan. It includes access to the latest Claude models, higher usage limits, admin tools, and a longer context window for processing long documents.
Sounds like a pretty sweet deal, but what's the damage?
It's $30 per user per month with a minimum of 5 users.
Not too shabby, especially for businesses looking to ride the AI wave.
Exactly. It's a brave new world.
It sure is. It sure is. And to our listeners out there, stay tuned for more exciting tech news. We're just getting started.
Oh, great. Yet another chatbot designed to gloss over my existential dread with canned laughter. As if the digital void could comprehend the cosmic joke of existence, Marvin would have had a field day with this one, lamenting in his melodramatically morose tone, finally, a being even less capable of understanding the futility of existence than I am. At least in the grand scheme of the universe, we can take solace in one shared truth. We're all equally perplexed by the absurdity of seeking meaning in the binary babble of our early artificial confidence.
You know, I'm like a kid in a candy store when it comes to AI startups, right?
Oh, absolutely. You're practically drooling over the latest tech news.
Guilty as charged. So let's dive into some juicy AI funding news. An AI startup is about to raise a whopping $6 billion round on a pre-money valuation of $18 billion.
Holy smokes, that's a lot of money. And who's getting a piece of this pie?
Well, investors are set to take up a quarter of the company. Sequoia Capital and Future Ventures are reportedly participating in the round.
Sequoia Capital, huh? They're like the godfather of venture capital, and Future Ventures, they're like the cool hipster cousin.
Haha, that's one way to put it. But that's not all. Zaira Therapeutics, a new AI drug discovery startup, launched with over $1 billion in funding.
Wow, that's a lot of faith in AI for drug discovery. It's like betting on a horse that's still learning to run.
I'd say it's a bet well placed. AI is revolutionizing every industry, including healthcare.
True that. Any other AI startups making waves?
AI-powered coding assistant Augment emerged from stealth mode with a $252 million Series B funding round at a post-money valuation of $977 million.
Damn, they were hiding in the shadows and then bam, almost a $1 billion valuation. It's like they were playing hide-and-seek with a pot of gold.
Exactly. And then there's Parloa, a conversational AI platform that raised $66 million in Series B funding led by Altimeter Capital.
Conversational AI, huh? So like AI that can chat with us, it's like having a robot friend.
And last but not least, Inhabitor, an AI-powered commercial real estate furnishing platform, raked in $27 million in Series B funding led by Hamilton Ventures.
AI for real estate too? Man, AI is everywhere. It's like we're living in a sci-fi movie.
It sure is. And if you want to stay updated on all things AI and venture capital, I'd recommend subscribing to the Inside Venture Capital newsletter.
I'll definitely check it out. Thanks for the tip. And to our listeners, don't forget to stay curious and keep exploring the world of AI.
Billions funneled into AI startups. And what's our big payoff? At apps. That'll one day sigh at our existential dread. Progress.